With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Uncharted territory. That's just one of the phrases used to describe the number of cosmic crisp apple trees planted after it was anticipated to reach 5.8 million acres in 2018. Proprietary Variety Management's Catherine Grandy says they've exceeded expectations.
We're looking at tipping somewhere around 6.7 to 6.8 million. We're completing our shipments right now, and planting's going very well this spring. And the excess of trees were snatched up by the apple industry in Washington, and everybody seems to remain quite enthusiastic about Cosmic Crisp.
Grandy says, like never before.
This is really a first. As we all know, the apple industry in Washington's the largest in the country, and our industry has really collaborated to launch this new apple variety.
Asked if growers are planting new acreage or replacing other varieties, Grandy says,
you know, I'm asked that question often, and I think it's really a combination of both. I think there's new ground being planted, definitely, and there's quite a bit of grafting over or pulling and replanting new varieties.
Tune in tomorrow to hear what's next for the Cosmic Crisp and when we should see them in the grocery stores. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent USA. And with us once again this week is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, everybody wants to know, what's the buzz?
I love spring blossoms, and especially all of the bee activity. Native bees, honeybees, bumblebees, visiting flowers. An estimated 80,000 colonies of honeybees were brought back to Oregon after pollinating California almonds.
So are honeybees the only pollinators?
Native bees and bumblebees do quite a bit of work as well. Bumblebees are excellent at pollinating blueberries. There's even a newcomer, the solitary blue orchard bee. There's a bee lab at the USDA in Logan, Utah, and they've been testing the blue orchard bee in fruit orchards and its rate of pollination.
So how long are the bees around?
From March through August, bees will be buzzing around pollinating everything from apples to vegetable seed to watermelons. If your home is in a bee flight path, leave out some water during the hot months.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.